This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today we're talking about something pretty interesting. It's a senior emergency preparedness kit in a very large project involving a lot of groups. County Commissioner Tom Kress in and Teresa Butchler from the Douglas Public Health Network. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So talk about this idea of senior emergency preparedness kits. Teresa, where did this all come from?
Well, we know that seniors always have a harder time getting through disasters, and because of a variety of reasons, mobility issues or social and economic limitations. And one of the goals after the last several years of some of the weather-related and fire issues that we've had here is to really work on resilience of the community members. We had an opportunity to write for an Elder Service Innovation Grant through Oregon Rural Health. We took that opportunity and actually got a grant to do this work, knowing that it is so important to do. And through that, we had partners that were willing to actually get involved with us and made it into quite the project.
Yeah, there's so many elements to this, and we put it out as a news story last week. I thought it kind of needed more attention. Tom, how did from the commissioner's side, what did you guys jump in on with this?
Well, we saw the same need, you know, back through both not only the Archie Creek fire situation, but the Snowmageddon that we lived through. It was pretty important to make sure that we had some backup and redundancy for the senior program. So we, you know, saw it as a real need when Douglas Public Health Network had this grant and then asked, you know, if we would write a letter of support. We not only wanted to do that, but we wanted to add a little to it so that we could actually reach more people.
So once you got the funding, you added the county part to it, then where'd you go next? What was the next step?
So we were working on a family preparedness book that we had originally asked to use from the Rogue Ready program, and they gave us permission to use their book and rework it for Douglas County. Douglas County having coastal communities so we had to add a tsunami piece, and we really just took it and rewrote the entire thing. And we were in the process of rewriting that when we saw that in that book, there's all of these tools to kind of build the kits that you need at home. And so we had this idea that we'll get partners involved to review the book itself for content. We had some expertise from the fire service and from emergency management and from the folks at OEM to kind of look at the tsunami piece. So we started working on that book and at the same time putting together kits, sort of starter kits from the book so that people could have their go kit and then work on it and individualize it to their needs.
So the idea then, what you're presenting people with is you have folks going out, and we'll talk about how that's working in a minute. Basically, a good starting place, not just a book that says go get this long list of stuff, but a whole lot of the stuff, and then just the idea that look at your own life and situation and add to it.
Right, and that's really a big piece of this is that people's kits will be individual to their needs. They may have medication needs that they need to add to their kits or mobility needs. And, you know, we've talked some about the difficulties in for people with mobility issues for evacuation. So it's a lot about pre-planning for an event and planning in a way that really suits your personal needs.
Wow. Now, talk about the distribution aspect that's begun? What's happening?
So we started with Meals on Wheels. They looked at the list of seniors in the county that they were actively working with, and we came up with I think about 400 kits that we needed to kind of go through this process of not only going to the senior dining sites and speaking to them as a group, but then reaching out to those who are homebound and really going in and talking with them and their family or their care provider about those needs because they can't get out.
And so doing more than just giving somebody something that maybe they'll put in a closet and forget about.
Right. And there's some incentive there. Each dining site was given some NOAA weather radios. And the incentive really is for those folks who finish up their go kits, they can come in and enter the drawing for the NOAA weather radios. And we have some more of those for senior services as well.
So, Tom, it looks like the county is doing something that may be like an example for other folks.
It's kind of what we're hearing. You know, the Oregon Office of Rural Health, which administers this Elder Innovation Grant, really liked the idea and you know, has been reaching out and asking questions about it because they thought it was definitely innovative more than enough need out there, and they recognize that, so they're wanting to emulate the program as well.
So, Teresa, here you are again putting Douglas County out there as an example, because, I mean, we saw that with the what ended up being the COVID-19 clinics that started out as another idea originally, but you had the infrastructure, you had the plan together, and a lot of other counties looked at that one, too, and were kind of behind when everything hit. You've got to feel pretty good about the work of your staff there.
It feels great. It feels great to have such good partners in the community and to be very nimble with our programs that we can just adapt and put things together and operationalize them with, you know, very little, I guess, effort going into that where we're getting our partners involved and everybody's right there ready to do it. So through, I think, those partnerships, we're very strong in that way.
And mention who's all those groups. I know you talked about some originally, but it seems like you've got a lot of people involved.
Yeah, so Office of Oregon Rural Health, who actually gave us the first grant, and then, of course, Douglas County Senior Services. The tribe was involved. They had some great people kind of looking at the handbook and spent some time going through the content for us. There was a lot of great people. Monty Bryant, the former Roseburg fire chief who's now with the tribe, he went through a lot of the fire content for us. So that was good.
And what are the kits containing as people get them initially?
So the kits have a lantern. They have stuff to start a fire with. They have gloves and N95 particulate masks for smoke or for debris in the air. They have, flashlights.
Get the toilet paper.
Toilet paper, flashlights. They also have the handbook. And with the handbook, we've added some inserts in there from some of our partners that are doing this work. Red Cross is doing a project where they will come and install smoke detectors if maybe you don't have one or they're not income dependent. So it may be that you just can't climb a ladder and change the batteries. So we wanted to put that insert in there from Red Cross because we thought it was very important. And then also, we thought it was very important to add the information on getting signed up on the county's alert system. So we've added that flyer in there as well. The last thing we added, I think, we did a video on it a few years ago during the wildland smoke, was making a homemade air filter to have in your house. And so we put that flyer in there. So it's pretty jam-packed with lots of good stuff.
And I noticed while you want people to kind of personalize it for their life, one of the things on that list that probably applies to everybody, and especially in some of these situations, is a cell phone charger.
Yes, and I think that's one of those things that if you kind of go through the book, there's tips throughout the book on things that maybe you never thought of before. And I know even our experts who are looking at the book for content saw some stuff in there when they said, we've never even heard of earthquake putty. What is it? So maybe you haven't heard of all the things in the book or the ways to do the things that are in there, but there's lots of tips for things like that.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back with more Teresa Mutchler and Tom Kress on Inside Douglas County, the interview, a podcast at 541radio.com and 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Tomorrow, Marsha Laverne of the Family Development Center. It is Childhood Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. I don't think I got that exactly right, but we're going to talk about the subject with her tomorrow on Inside Douglas County. Teresa Mutchler from Douglas Public Health Network, County Commissioner Tom Kress in, and we're talking about the senior emergency preparedness kits and what's going on with that. Now, you targeted seniors for a lot of obvious reasons. What's been the response from the folks that have already gotten these and kind of seen this begin?
I think it's been great. We've actually had requests from other groups to come out and present. And we've had requests for backpacks that we are now starting a waiting list to try to accommodate those needs. But Commissioner Kress really has a lot more insight on that day-to-day operation in the dining sites, and he was just telling me about that. So,
yeah, we've noticed a big uptick in the weeks that we're coming out here to the Bistro 60 dining sites, you know, throughout the community. We've only done a couple, but they've had almost twice the normal participation on the days that they're coming out and giving the kits out. I was just telling her before we came in that I was up at Glide last week, and they've been struggling to get that site back up after, you know, COVID, and boy, it was almost packed with, you know, the seniors from the area, because they all wanted to hear about it and they wanted to ask the questions. And you know, it's not just the go kit, it's all the things that it makes you think about, so that it really self-reflective when you're done with it. And I think that word's getting out, because Riddle the week before was the same way. We're getting a lot of participation.
Well, and last week when I had someone in from Glide Revitalization, we were talking about the long-term impact for those folks who lost everything and all of that. And you think about that situation, and while that was thankfully a limited number of people, you think about all the things they're going through, you can't assume that any of these situations are short-term. I mean, because if you're post-Archie Creek, you're still dealing with things every day 2.5 years later. And there are other world situations that you see things in other countries. This stuff doesn't just get fixed overnight. And so it may not be a matter of like Snowmageddon, where you have you have issues for 2 or 3 weeks maybe, or maybe a month, depending on where you live. You've got people that are going to be dealing with potential things. And you have a Cascadia subduction situation or something. That's going to be months of things. And if you aren't prepared at all, you're really not going to be in a good position.
Right. I think one of the things that we have heard is that it seems pretty overwhelming, especially when you talk about a Cascadia event that is potentially so destructive. And so one of the things in the book is a calendar, and it's really a 12-month project where you start building on your kit and you start getting the additional training, maybe that, you know, take a CPR class or a first aid class and some of those things, maybe learn to garden, some of those things that are a bit longer term. And then at the end of the 12 months, you should have a pretty good preparedness kit for a longer term event. So while it seems like it's intimidating and overwhelming, I think any bit of preparedness that we can possibly do before something happens, the better off we're going to be. So the calendar really lays it out on step by step, some things you can do every month to try to get there at the end of the year.
Do you think this is going to really take off, as we've talked about the other counties being interested in it, and you're going to be involved in kind of helping others too?
I think so. We've been asked to speak at a couple events. We've been asked to speak at the Conference on Aging in May in Seaside. So we'll present our project there. And then also to the other preparedness coordinators throughout the state and talk with them about what we're doing here.
And Tom, you know, people a lot of times when these events happen rely on whatever level of government might apply to them. And I know you guys have seen that with Snowmageddon and other things as well, where it's not just, well, people really look at the government and say, well, okay, what are you going to do to fix this? And I think what you guys are trying to say is that you've got to be ready to fix a lot of things yourself.
Well, we certainly saw, I mean, while we're trying to up our game at the county too with our emergency preparedness and being able to react more to these emergencies, it just being able to do this yourself is going to be key. You know, we saw that with Archie Creek. The people had limited time and limited ability to take stuff, and they weren't organized, you know, as most people aren't. They're just, you got to go. And if nothing else, these the suggestion of this Go Binder that has all your important documents in it, with your driver's license, your Social Security, your banking information, if you had that somewhere put together, ready to go, that would be so helpful. Because I know after Archie Creek fires, a lot of these folks didn't have any of that information. It took them months to recount and refigure out where they were with some of that information, and it was very, very difficult for them. And that's, you know, with lots of people helping it. If you're talking about a Cascadia event, you know, it might be, you know, a long time before help's coming. So just to have all that stuff ready to go in some form, I think is going to be a big, you know, will definitely be key.
Well, and the redundancy of having it on paper at a place that you can access it, because we depend on so much electronically, but if you lose your ability to connect to it, maybe you know, your place goes away, you lose your login information, maybe your phone doesn't work for a period of time, and you try to walk into a bank or whatever and say, well, I think I've got an account here. I mean, you're going to really have a lot of trouble.
No, you're right. And most people have that information in their home somewhere, and it's not in the same spot. Just putting it all in one spot and thinking of all the things you might need if all of a sudden this was all you had, you know, I saw some real eye openers, you know, some people at these dining sites that were, you know, like, wow, yeah, aha moment, because they recognize the fact that if they had to leave their home, they'd be struggling to know all those passwords or those, you know, their account numbers and that kind of thing. So I think stuff like that would be, you know, something that most people could benefit from, and not just the seniors for sure.
So Teresa, as we wrap up here, if people want to get to one of these presentations or find out more, how do they get connected with you guys?
So we only have a couple more of the dining sites visits left, but they can give us a call at Douglas Public Health Network or visit our website, and we'll answer their questions. And there's also a PDF of the book on the website that they can access. We have lots of printed copies that we're trying to distribute, but they are also available there.
All right, Teresa Mushler, Commissioner Tom Kress, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.